Buying or selling a home can be a stressful and an expensive process. Lots of people, most people, choose to go through a real estate agent to make the process easier. But there's been lots of talk for years and years and years about a cheaper, simpler option. Now there is a new entrant called Bode. It is an online platform that uses technology to help you buy or sell your home without the use of a real estate agent. Founder and CEO of Bode, Robert Price, is here to tell us about it. He's in Calgary. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce.
You are based in Alberta. You are starting this business in Alberta. Tell us how it works.
Yeah, so the Bode platform, as you accurately described there, is about leveraging technology to create a robust experience for a buyer and a seller, two peers, to transact, buy and sell homes. So it is, as you mentioned as well, we don't have agents. We have a team that's focused on investing in technology and creating this fantastic experience for our customers.
There are a number of companies that at the surface would be quite similar to yours. They're companies like Purple Bricks and Property Guys. I've been covering those for years. How are you similar to those low-cost incumbents, and how are you different from those other names?
Yeah, I think what they're trying to do is take a step forward in terms of introducing some technology into this home transaction market. What we're doing is taking a leap forward and eliminating the need to have four people involved in a deal. I would describe these other providers as hybrid providers. They still have agents. They're just done remotely, so they have more like call centers as an approach to their customer experience. In our case, we go all the way to the end and say, we'll provide you with automated contracts, with the tools, the data that you need to be successful. We also don't, the way our pricing model works, you don't pay up front, whereas other providers charge for the listing. So in our case, free to list with us, and then you would only pay a total of 1% upon successful transaction, which is 75% less than the Canadian average of 4%.
So take me through the experience for a seller. I say I want to sell in the current model that most people use. I find an agent. They come to my house. They photograph my house. They tell me to move stuff or hide stuff or burn stuff. They price it for me. I go and have a drink in a bar. They hold an open house. Eventually, I get 15 offers that give me 30% more than I ever dreamed of. And then we're done. How does your process? And I pay a massive commission as a part of that. But many people would say that's worth it. How does your process differ from the perspective of the seller?
Yeah, so our process doesn't require that phone call or that in-person interaction at all. You simply go online, you go to our website, click list my property. It's a process where you'd identify specifications of your home, you'd upload your pictures and measurements, and then you click submit. I can do it in a little under 10 minutes. But the average person does it in 12 to 14 minutes. And then we will take your property and digitally market it to, so we put it on realtor.ca, we put it on Zillow, and on 20 other websites. But in addition to that, we'll actually take your specific listing and digitally market it using hyper and geo-targeting techniques to attract individual buyers to that home.
Could you send a professional photographer for me? My phone's not that great.
Yep. Yeah. So another part part of our value proposition is what we're building is the Bodeverse. We're calling it the Bodeverse, which is a curated professional marketplace of best in class providers, experts that you need through the process. So a photographer would fit in there. A lawyer would be part of that. Inspectors, appraisers, all the people that are experts that you need to be successful through the experience.
And how does it work for buyers? I mean, I think historically the commission tilt has been more on the seller side. So you can see how vested they would be in having that 1% versus, you know, 3, 5, or 7 or whatever it is. But what about for buyers?
So buyers, we don't charge anything. So we've unlocked the ability for a buyer to message directly with the seller, to schedule a showing using an integrated calendar tool, and quite uniquely, the ability to make a direct offer using a digital offer process. So you click a button, you're a buyer, you're able to specify, here's the price, here's the conditions, the deposit amount, attached, unattached goods, all the things you would typically see in a normal transaction, and submit that directly to the seller. And ultimately, at the end, pay no cost. We've simply unlocked that market or that functionality for the buyer market.
As I mentioned off the top, you're in market in Alberta. I see lots of properties in the Calgary area. I'm taping our show from Toronto, which has a very, very different real estate dynamic. How do you overcome the challenge for people who live in markets where bidding wars remain common? Because that would seem to be an enormous hurdle. There's an art and a science to pricing, but it seems like you'd be at an enormous disadvantage if you didn't know how bidding wars were working within your very specific region.
So Alberta is on the other end of the spectrum of Ontario, as you mentioned.
Yeah,
we have a lot of downward pressure on pricing, which makes our lower cost model more attractive. But then you flip it over to an Ontario type market, which can happen here as well as we boom and bust based on our energy based economy. Within that same scenario, where you're able to receive multiple offers and manage that all through the tool and decide which ones, at the end of the day, which one makes sense. We've built in some protection so that you can't accept multiple offers. But our belief is that this is actually a simpler process because you don't have four people involved in every deal times three deals.
Just got one more question before we go. This is sound like a very cynical question, and I don't mean it to be. How much runway do you have? Who's funding you, and how much time do you have? And the reason I ask is there have been many companies before you who have tried to make this model work, and their model wasn't exactly the same as yours, but it's not a new idea to try and provide a low-fee real estate experience. How much time do you have to make this a go?
Yeah, well, I would argue it is different, and it is a different time in the market. This is now a mature concept doing peer-to-peer business. It wasn't 10 years ago, and the technology hadn't got to the point where you get this end-to-end experience that we've invested in. But to answer your question directly, we're funded internally. We've got lots of runway. We've got a full board, a full executive team of experienced local and international executives that have built successful businesses. So we're off to a great start, and the runway is long for us.
And you yourself are happy to eat ramen noodles and sleep under your desk.
I like ramen.
Ramen's amazing. Yeah, are you kidding? It's the best. Robert, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Robert Price, the founder and CEO of Bode. It's a new real estate platform, charges 1% in total. And Price was saying it's all about the technology.